Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Valerie White, it is such an honor and a pleasure to connect with you. Thank you for this special interview for the Conscious Evolution podcast.
Thank you. Such a pleasure. And I'm so grateful that you invited me to share my message.
Well, your message is also my message. I truly believe that people around the world are waking up to the responsibility that we need to take care of ourselves, our health. We need to be more empowered. And so that's why I'm so excited to have this conversation, because you are on the cutting edge. And, you know, for those who have not yet met you, Valerie White is a former nurse. She has worked for many, many years in the UK, in the national health system. And then she has made a shift. She has become a certified NES, that's NES, NES Health Practitioner. She's also a certified bioresonance practitioner. We're going to get into what that is. And she's the owner of Lily White Therapies in the northeast of the UK. Now, Valerie, I know that that's a big shift to go from nursing in the traditional NHS of the UK to the type of integrative, holistic, cutting-edge therapy that you're doing today. Why did you leave the traditional practice of medicine and move into where you are now?
Okay. It starts really when I was very, very young, and it was discovered that I had hearing problem. And I know that doesn't sound relevant, but believe me, it is. Because being almost deaf in one ear and a huge percent in the other ear, I went through my school life in and out of hospital. And at that time, my home life wasn't particularly happy. I had a stepfather, and he was a gambler, and there was very little money in the house. So home life was not good. And being in and out of hospital, when I was only 5, 6, 7, 10, 12, and in and out of hospital, hospital to me was the place to be, because the nurses there were so lovely. And I could put up with all the pain and all the trauma and everything that went with that because of the love that I was receiving. Not that my mother wasn't loving, she was, but she had 5 of us at that time and no money. So, you know, love was in short supply. It's not now, you know, we're very close. But it was my dream to become a nurse. So I sort of got through my school days best I could, sat at the back of the class whenever I could because I was frightened of not being able to understand what was going on. And for the main part, I got away with that, just sitting at the back of the class. So come the end of my school life, and we have the careers talk, and I was asked, what would you like to do? And I said, yeah, I know what I want to do. I'm going to be a nurse. But then came the problem because, well, I don't think you can, Valerie, because you've got a hearing problem. Now they realize I have a hearing problem. Not recognized right throughout my school until I come to leave. And also you don't have any qualifications. How about doing office work? So I was shunted into office work. And I did office work until I was 24. And it was still there, my passion. I had to do it. And having had 2 refusals into nurse training, the third one, I was accepted. On the understanding that I could borrow from the hospital an electronic stethoscope, because going back, this is going back to the early 90s. And in those days, we didn't have all the electronics we have now. So a stethoscope was the monitor with the mercury sphygmomanometer, and I couldn't hear through a stethoscope. So hearing through an electronic one allowed me to do that. So I was taken in as nursing. And there I worked and loved for 14 years. But then the health service was all about targets and cutting corners. And I was at that time working in an operating theatre where I felt very vulnerable, and I didn't feel as though I was able to give the care that I knew that I wanted to give. So I was really just torn to the point where I had to leave. I felt I had to get out of this environment because it was dangerous. I felt I was practicing dangerously, and I didn't feel that I would have the support at that time should things go wrong. It was like, as a scrub nurse, you've got responsibility for all the instruments, and I wasn't allowed to do the count at the end. I was left
home. How is that even possible?
Well, because the surgeon had a junior doctor who would do the suction and retraction. I was working maxillofacial, so I was working mainly in the mouth or in the head. And I was doing the instruments, that's fine, but with all the cuts, the junior doctor was taken away, and the scrub nurse now held the suction and retraction. So it meant that the surgeon helped himself off the tray, so the tray was a mess. And then at the end of the surgery, the anaesthetist takes over and my tray is taken away. So I thought, I just don't know if all the instruments are present and correct, and I'm stuck. And, you know, then it was really upsetting for me, and I complained and wasn't heard. So I couldn't work like that. The cleaning wasn't being done properly, and I just felt very, very vulnerable.
So at that point, what did you do? Where did you go next then?
Get out. But then I was very creative, and I'd been doing cake decorating for some years. So I turned my hobby into my career.
Okay.
So I went into teaching sugarcraft and cake decorating. I did wedding cakes. And my husband and I, we developed a set of cake finishing tools that sold worldwide. It was kind of massive that I wasn't expecting, but it was lovely. And it was strange that I began to think, all of these ladies who are coming out to learn how to do sugar flowers, and they have so much respect for me, and yet I can be in an operating theatre and trampled into the ground like I'm a nobody. Despite all my training, my expertise, I was nothing there. That was where my passion was, always though. So I did quite a number of years in this cake decorating, and basically I was running a lot of business. I was doing wedding cakes and corporate cakes. I was teaching and demonstrating. I had the tools business. There was 7 tools in our business that were selling worldwide. So I was doing invoices and all of the, you know, and I was making my own paste for making the sugar flowers, which I was exporting and sent. So I don't know how I got through it, quite honestly. There it was, you know, go, go, go. Until my husband became ill. And as he became more and more ill, the job became heavy because there was only the two of us. So sadly, he passed away in 2014, and that business I just picked up and gave to my niece, who at that point, she's got an autistic son and she was wanting to work from home. The business was too heavy for me at that point. She didn't do all the cake decorating and that side of it, but she did the tools that we, so they're still going. They're called Edgers, cake finishing tools. So she's running that side, and I was left for the first year without my husband in complete change, devastation, and still this pull. I'm in healthcare. I'm a healthcare worker. And I discovered bioresonance through a friend. So the money that I've made doing this cake business, I had all this money. I've got no dependents. I had nobody in my life at that point. And the building that we had at the back of our garden, which was double garage size, to store the products that we had and for him to do all the packaging. I looked at that building, which had now become a dumping ground, and I was out with my tape measure and thought, this could be a therapy center. So that was the next step, Lily White Therapies.
So Lily White Therapies, and you started off with bioresonance. Will you explain to us, what is bioresonance?
I'll try. It's frequencies, because as cellular beings, all our cells are alive. But with illness and with all the toxicity around the world, it impacts on the cells. and the ability of the cells to get the right information. Because groups of cells all have an optimal vibrational frequency. And if the cells are not resonating at their optimal vibrational frequency, they don't do their best. When we're tired, we don't do our best. So by giving the cells their optimal frequency, it wakes them up and they're able to do what they're meant to do. So that is...
How do you wake up a cell?
Yeah, exactly. Well, this has been going since the 50s, so it's not a new concept. But because we have healthcare systems and we've got pharmaceuticals that are driving all the healthcare at the minute, alternatives just tend to be dumbed down a bit. So this is why it's not like really widely known. But if you think about a tuning fork, if you were to strike a tuning fork and you hear it ring, that is resonance. If you have an identical tuning fork in the same pitch and you strike the first one, the second one will also recognize that frequency and begin to vibrate as well. So you stop the first one, second one's ringing, even though you've not touched that one. It's picked up on the frequency. So our cells are the same. They can pick up on things that they recognize. So by there are frequencies stored into a machine, which I use, a German machine called the Bicom Optima, built by Regimed in Germany. And this machine at the time, they said it was the best, and I totally believe it is, because we can put our own substances in, like saliva or tear or nasal secretions, ear secretions, blood. We can put that into the machine and it will read the resonance of your body. And you choose the program specific to an area, place mats or pads or something on that area. So you've got one reading into the machine, altering, deciding on the program, sending out the correct frequency to the area that you want to target. Those cells now recognize that vibrational frequency and start to wake up and do what we're designed to do.
And so how quickly would someone see a change? How I know it's useful for things like pain relief and headaches and nausea and whatnot. What other things does it work on, and how quickly would you see an effect?
Yeah, it actually depends on how long the problem has been there and what other blockages are in the way. Because we all know about the meridian system, and that is carrying information to the cells. So it's not an actual structure like a blood vessel. It's an energy system, energy channel. And if that's being blocked, then that could be like stopping the cells from getting the information. So first of all, we need to look at that and clear those channels. So we do that first. And again, it depends on how many cells are not operating functionally. So it might be, I always recommend at least 3 sessions. Because first of all, we've got to look at the body and see what the energetic state is. And then we have to support that energetic state with a basic treatment. I also look at channels of elimination, which 3 that I use mainly, liver, lymph, and kidneys, and make sure those elimination channels are flowing and open. Because if we do any treatment and those channels are not open, then this could be sent somewhere else. Anything that's like trapped or blocked or, you know, it can just be sent somewhere else. So we need to support the liver, lymph, and kidney elimination channels.
Yeah, all of this is music to my ears as an acupuncturist. Like, we can't just try to focus on one area. We need to create this sense of flow and harmony throughout the body. And of course, being able to eliminate whatever toxic energy or residue.
Yes.
Right.
So that's what we do first, is we support the body, and then we would look at doing targeted treatment. So the first session, it would just be finding the energy levels, running a basic to support those energy levels, and clearing blocks and scars as best we can on a single program, and opening the channels of elimination. Then they would come back, have another basic with the energy levels, and then we would do more targeted treatment. So people can find results from session 2 or session 3, but some people need to go longer because it's taken a long time to distort the energies and, you know, to get the cells in the state that they're in. And it's not just one set of cells, it's a whole body that we're looking at. So, you know, we might be looking at something, but something else is in the way, and we're looking at this as being blocked, but we haven't addressed this one first. So this is where Ness Health, as I discovered Ness Health later, the scanning system is now guiding me to more targeted treatments. But I'm now doing the Ness Health infaceuticals, which are frequency infused mineral water drops. So there's no problem in that.
Let's give people a sort of a flavor for what Ness Health is. I remember interviewing Harry Massey years ago after seeing one of his films and getting a little scanner myself and like really feeling an amazing difference with both the drops and the little magic wand, as I used to call it. So tell us, what is Ness Health and how do you use it now in your therapy practice?
Yeah, Ness Health is, it can be totally remote, done in people's home. Although I do see clients in my health and wellness center, which is, it's really lovely because then, you know, we get the contact. But having said that, it's difficult at this time through social distancing. So I've had to rearrange my consultation room so that I have another monitor and I have to have distance. So they have their own monitor, which is linked to mine, and we can go through it that way. But how often, you know, because this is a whole mind and body system. And how often things come up that I don't know about, but it's come up on the screen and suddenly, you know, a client will burst into tears and say, yeah, that is because. And there is something that I would like to show you when we do a screen share on the actual results in the pages. And I'll explain what exactly happened with that client, because I was so touched by this poor girl and I just want to give her a hug and I can't.
Well, I'd love to do that, but first, why don't we start off with how you begin a diagnostic procedure, whether we're at home and you're doing this virtually or in person. Let's start there, and then yes, I'd love it if you would show us some of these screens, because I'm so impressed at how it shows you all of these organ systems and then you can really target your treatment and then do it, you know, by grades almost, to really get down to the root cause.
Okay. Well, first of all, you would need a scanner. And when we say scanner, quite often we think of lying on a bed and going through a tunnel. But believe it or not, this is an Ness Health scanner. And it carries a software which you download onto your computer. You run the software, it has a little light which blinks when it decides to wake up. Yeah, has a little light on here. Once a little light's on and your computer says go, you simply put your hand on the scanner and it takes around 10 seconds to scan over 400 points in your body. And once that's done, we go to the Ness Health portal and we look at the scan results. And there is many screens that shows different areas of the mind and body within that.
So why don't you show us that?
Okay, can we do screen share? Okay, all of these along the top of here that I'm pointing with my little mouse are all screens. So they all show different parts of your body, different areas for different things. Okay, so you can see the amount of information that's available there. So if we look at this one in particular, what we're looking at is all of the things down these columns. The more spots that are highlighted, the more the priority for help within the system. So this is a prioritizing system of healthcare. And if we go into some of these, we'll just go to the next screen because this one's more dramatic. Obviously, you know, I can work on this. The heart showing up on here and skin showing up on here. This one, which is this screen, the energy strength screen, this is showing actual cellular cells that are needing assistance. If we go to the flow, this is kind of the meridian system. So this is the flow of energy, and there's so much information on here, as you can see, and it tells you in numbers where the priorities are. This is the bladder meridian, as it were, and we can go deeper into that and look for high numbers. And all the information is down the right-hand side. So I can check on all the information. And as a client, you also get some of this information as well. So you can read, you know, what the recommendations are and how to assist your body. Okay, it usually tells you down here what to do about it. It's got affirmations and, you know, what to eat and what not to eat. And so it's quite a lot. But also on here, we can look at the back view. You look at the back view as well, and it tells you where things are problematic. And we can zoom into different areas. This is kind of the lungs area. Okay, come back out to the front view, and being the bladder, we can go down and look at the bladder down here, which tells you which area, which layers of the bladder are actually having problems. Okay, so the next one is the mind body, and this is the girl that I was wanting to tell you about. A girl came to me, and it was just a free consultation that she had, and I knew nothing about her. And I said, okay, there's fear of attack coming up here. So we click on, this is number 4, so it's a high. And it tells you down here, yes, fear of attack and powerless. And she was very, very introverted. And there's also loss. And when I went into another one, there was sex came up and soiled. And when we went through these and I looked up, she was in tears and she said, yes, I was raped at age 14 and I've had problems because my dad's had COVID and his carer went off and left him on his own. He's been in intensive care. He's now home, but he's got no carer because, so you know, she had an awful lot and she's on her own. She was having trouble with relationships, which all boils down to the lack of self-love that she had having the trauma at age 14.
That is incredible.
You know, it just tells you everything about what's going on in your mind.
It's really incredible that it's so detailed and it was so spot on.
It is.
Just and picking up on what's going on. And it's so interesting to me because as a physician and acupuncturist, these are the exact sort of things that I would pick up on, but I had, you know, my eyes on the patient and listening to their history. And even just like what you experienced, even before they told me about their trauma, their body and their symptoms and sometimes their disease processes were showing that there was definitely some sort of traumatic event. So I think it's so impressive that this system can pick that up just off of a scan.
Just amazing, because your mind is so powerful to what's happening in your body, and we do get these energetic blocks that stop us from moving forward. So it is amazing, and you know that there is so much to look at in here that I'm not going to go through it all, but the negative emotions and positive emotions, it tells you where negativity is. She's feeling guilty, she's feeling not accepted, she's feeling abandoned. She's a bit envious of other people. She's in despair. You know, they're not purple, but they're orange. They're the next one down, and there's a lot of them. So, you know, it's just so, so good. And it does tell you about your environment and your nutrition. It'll also go through the life journey, and there's an awful lot in there, which I don't always offer to everybody, but there is a lot in there, you know.
And so what would be the next step then? After you've done this diagnostic, it's very extensive. You said that they also get to look at their report. How do you then take the next step? I understand with Ness, there's these infaceuticals, little drops of water that they that have been magically infused.
Yes, and we all know that water can carry memory, and that's how this is done. You know, I'm sure everybody's aware of Dr. Emoto, that was probably the first one, and there's been lots after him to confirm that water does, in fact, carry memory. So that's how pharmaceuticals are done. They're imprinted with corrective frequencies. And at the end here, the recommendations are those pharmaceuticals. So the ones that are recommended, we'll recommend 5, but you know, depending on your state and your finances and how you feel, you can order 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 of these. And I have the experience now and the understanding to change some of these if I feel it's more of an emotional thing, because the protocol will, this is a full body field, but I can go to the core body field results, which sometimes will change, sometimes not. Okay, we've just got an orange on heart there. So I have the understanding to adjust it, or the emotional, and that will change as well. So you look at the name ones. Okay, so I usually suggest that, yes, that they commit to 3 months, because again, you know, if you're going to take one pharmaceutical, you don't expect it to work immediately, and sometimes you need a further course and a further dose. So this is the same thing. We've all created our unique tangle within our bodies, and it's a case of letting the system know in priority order what it wants to deal with first. Because I had another client who came to me and she had hip problems. She'd been and had an MRI scan and they'd said that it was early arthritis in her hip. So when I looked at her results, the hip wasn't a priority. It was her chest that was a priority. And I said to her, you know, we've gone through things. It's your chest that's showing up as a priority. And she says, well, I do have asthma. Okay. She says, but it's strange that the hip hasn't been mentioned. But then when I look back at bone, it was 4. There was 4. There was 5 on a, you know, a full priority for a chest. But the next one down was bone. So I said, well, if we can address the chest first, perhaps the bone might start to repair itself, because the information is perhaps being blocked within that energy system that's affecting the bone in that particular place. So we did that, and she ordered all 5 pharmaceuticals. She'd been on them for less than 2 weeks, I think. And she called me and she said, I've just realized I've not been using my inhaler. I used it once 3 or 4 days ago when I got a bit breathless going up the stairs, but I've just discovered it in my drawer, and I was using it at least twice a day, quite often 3 times a day. So that is already showing positive results, you know, within 2 weeks of her doing that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So Valerie, this is really awesome. I love how thorough and comprehensive it is. And I think the thing that would also give other people confidence in working with you is knowing that you have that traditional healthcare background as well, knowing that you're not going to miss things. At least that's what people have always told me about me, being an acupuncturist and a medical doctor. They felt like they were getting the best of both worlds. So how does somebody start with you? How do we, you know, you've said that we can actually get a scanner, get involved with the diagnostics and even the protocol from a distance. So what's the first step?
Well, first of all, my apologies, I'm not into tech. I do have a website, but it's perhaps not the posh website that, because I've done it on my own. Okay, so that's the apology out of the way. But go to my website at lilywhitetherapies.co.uk, and at the bottom there, you'll find a scheduling calendar. I have managed to do that. So there's no old pretty pictures and things. Tech is not my thing. Healthcare. Wellness is my thing. So you can book your appointment directly there, or you can just simply send me a message or an email and we can chat. We can get together on FaceTime, you know, Messenger, there's so many platforms. Like I say, I'm not into tech, so be gentle with me when it comes to that.
Okay.
But yes, we can have FaceTime calls now anywhere in the world, and I can advise you. I would give you the details. We'll send you a scanner. I can only talk in the UK prices at the minute, but it's £60 for the scanner, which is not exorbitant. Your first consultation, if you buy a scanner with me, is free. So if you want to have a chat, that's fine. Once you buy your scanner, we'll do your scan. And, you know, I can talk you through it. And that is free because you've already paid for the scanner and you need to have trust and faith in me. So once we've been through that, you buy the recommendations. I put them in your basket. You pay for them. The scan comes to you in your email box and you can review it. Take your drops in and I'll guide you through how to take the drops. It's usually 15 drops a day, but there's things to tell you about that. And then, you know, it's just once a month. You come back and you do another review scan by your InfoCeuticals. And this can be a lifestyle change because especially if you haven't got health issues, it's going to keep those energy systems clear. But if you have, then we can work on that and, you know, get you back to a better way of living, especially in today's toxic world, you know, and especially with so many healthcare systems around the world on overwhelm. And the majority of them will only offer pharmaceuticals to treat the symptoms. Whereas this system, as you can see, it will get to the root cause and there's nothing nasty going into your body because it's all mineral water that's been infused with the right corrective information. So yeah, send me an email, give me a Facebook, go to my website, book your consultation.
I love it. Well, thank you for keeping it simple. Knowing that there's a wealth of information behind all of it. I will also put in the description for this video and on the screen the link to get the free book, Energy for Life, which also will give you a lot of great information about how the energy of the body and our cells actually works.
Yeah, if you want the science, it's in the book. If you want the story of how this company was developed with Harry Massey, who suffered with chronic fatigue and was bedridden for almost 8 years, I think. And he met Peter Fraser on the other side of the world, who was traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncturist, and he decided to find out what meridians actually were. So there's, you know, he did all the science and all the mapping and all the, and Harry was into the tech at that point, so he did all the coding and they got together and this system's just phenomenal. But that was way back, I think it was 2002 when they met, and sadly Peter Fraser died, I think it was 2012. But, you know, the wealth of information within that company now, and it's growing by the day. So needed now in today's world. It really is. Yeah. Now more than ever.
That is so true. Especially as you're saying, we live in such a toxic world. And like what Harry suffered with chronic fatigue and being bedridden for so many years, we know that traditional healthcare is not getting to the root cause of a lot of these kinds of conditions, from Lyme disease, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, like the list goes on. And so that's why I was so impressed when I heard about Ness Health years ago. So Valerie, thank you so much for your generosity and sharing this information. I will share the link to your website so that anyone who'd like to can get that initial consultation and that scan to really see what's going on in your body, your emotions, all of that connection, and then you can get the lovely guidance from Valerie as you reclaim your health and your vitality. Thank you so much.
Thank you for allowing me to share because it needs to be shared. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So there you have it, my friends. You have heard it. You are really being called to take control of your health and your well-being. And knowing what's going on inside of your body is a first step. So please get in touch with Valerie and get your own scan so that you can be on your way. Until we meet again, my friend, remember that you are a gift to the world. So share your presence with passion. Much love.
Thank you for listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.